Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I hope you enjoyed the old-time radio segment of our show. We're still here with Graciela Hall. And now we come to the special segment of the show, the world-renowned Christina Liu. It was a very interesting segment we just had before. I was very interested in the fact that there was a 19th Amendment for voting. Mm-hmm. That 19 is a big number, I believe that 19 days from now
is birthday.
Christina Liu's birthday.
It's so fitting. See, it always correlates wonderfully with the show. 19 days. Very 19. Exciting. Yes.
And now we'll be back to the countdown before you know
it. I know. It resets. It's just like the never-ending cycle.
The clock. We should probably have a clock up here.
We should. Dan needs to get the birthday
clock. Well, welcome, Christina.
Yes,
to the
great
Christina
job.
Liu
Thank
show.
You for, you know, filling in for John today. And obviously, Graciela, we love having you on, too, to co-host. It was great, you know.
I love it. Thank you.
I liked, you know, I guess it was a week or two ago when we had our, you know, similar downsizing kind of concept, but more in your home and kind of how to get rid of things. And I like how this was like another little like segment. You know, we're really just trying to get people organized and get involved in some spring cleaning.
To me, anyhow, downsizing within your home should be an ongoing
it
battle.
It is, right.
Because it doesn't take long to accumulate
it does not.
Stuff. Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a stuff queen.
Yeah.
I don't think you're alone.
Yes, I know. It definitely, it does add
but,
up so
But that
fast.
Was a good segment. Actually, we should call it the stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
Downsizing yeah, stuff.
But, you know, I think the important message, too, it was really, you know, which with a lot of our topics, is really just starting to plan and think about things. You know, because, you know, the whole point is, you know, you don't overnight say, okay, this is it. You know, you have to work up to it and see what is going to be the best fit and kind of, you know, we can't plan out everything, but just to kind of get the thoughts going of where you see yourself and kind of how you want things to be and just nobody wants to be in an emergency.
You can't what if everything.
Right.
All right. You can't. But
no,
you
I've
can,
tried it. It's very
you can conceptualize a broad
right.
view of where you think you might go.
Yeah. And it's just, and you know, the first step really, you know, is to just start thinking about it, you
right.
know, and to not completely, because I know, I mean, I've been guilty a lot of, you know, it's just to kind of avoid certain things and not have to, you know, really deal with it until you, you know,
well,
everyone knows that person who doesn't want to deal with anything until, like, it's a fire and then they have
yeah,
to, you know,
then
figure
it's
it out,
too,
right?
Yeah, but I think denial of unpleasant subjects is a pretty normal
yes.
problem.
Right, and some people struggle
right.
with it more than others.
Yeah, but it's something you really have to overcome
yeah.
because this is the way it is.
And no. if you don't do it on your descendants are the ones who are going to have to come
right.
upon it and have to do this management by
yeah.
crisis. You
yes.
know?
No,
firefighting in business and in your personal life is not
and what we
the
always
way to do it.
Say, you know, in just the broader aspect of things, you know, you had brought up the circle of support and everything. And, you know, what we really try to stress to people is that, you know, because, I mean, we dealt with this with my grandpa, I remember forever, because he never wanted to sit there and talk about, forget it, you talked about finances, like all hell break loose. But you know, we were trying to say, like, this is, you have the choice to make the decision now. So wouldn't you, while you still can, choose how you want things to play out, you know? Because, and that's the most empowering thing, you know? It's not, you know, whatever happens, like, so you have the choice. So plan it how you want it, you know?
I believe that the circle of support is one of the more valuable, and there's plenty
right.
of them. But that one is really very valuable for people to take a hard look at. No matter
yeah.
what your situation in life. And it forces you to kind of methodically go through
yeah, absolutely.
Stuff.
you know? No, it is. And it's just, you know, it's just, it makes you feel better. It makes your family feel better, as you said, you know, like just to kind of have what you can. You know, obviously we said we can't plan everything. But, you know, really just try and narrow down the chaos and confusion because you feel better, you know, just in general about it. So we're just asking people, you don't have to do it all. You know, not everyone is going to plan out everything. like Mr. Otto.
No. Well, I don't believe I don't either. I have I am organized. Yes. I admit that. It's one of my...
It's wonderful.
Could
it's
be a negative in some respects, but
no,
you know,
really
that's how I function.
I just go home and I tell people, I'm like,
you know, yeah.
It's just, it's important though, and I think it's...
But I don't have all the answers,
yeah,
trust me,
yet.
You know, because there's a lot of things you don't know about.
Right, absolutely.
And you know what? You don't want to know.
That's okay. I agree.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
There's a fine line.
You take it one day at a time, and
yeah.
and you have theories in place for how you might handle something, or have people versed in how you might handle something if you're not able to do it,
right,
which
absolutely.
Could happen.
Absolutely.
All right? There's nobody
and I think too, that's the importance
that can happen to.
Of this show, too, you know, because we always say at least all we can do, we can't force anyone to do anything, but just the education and just people learning new things, you know, and figuring out different people that are out there. And we're so fortunate to have these experts on the show, you know, who really know and help us kind of have these things we could use in our life, these little golden nuggets we like to say on the show. So it was really wonderful. And Antonia was absolutely fit. We have her on. She's like our Women's History Month guru.
Yes.
We like to have on. And it's really just, it's amazing because, you know, she's just so versed in all amazing.
Well, if she were here 100 years ago, she would have been one of the leaders of
that's
the
right.
suffrage
right.
movement.
That's right.
Would have been voting for her.
That's
yes.
Right. But it was really
yes.
great. And then next,
and thankfully, there are people like her.
Absolutely. Who keep it going.
Keep
the movement,
it going.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
And then next week, we actually have on Erin Binkowski, who's from the Alzheimer's Association, and she's going to talk about, is it dementia or something else?
Mm.
I know we've actually talked about how important that topic is because you just don't know, you know.
You don't know.
With certain things, and they're so wonderful, the Alzheimer's Association, with different programs that we've done with them. And we also have on two people from the Parks Department because we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Clark Botanic Garden.
Yes,
so yeah, so they'll be on talking about kind of the different events and so on that will be kicking off. So those are two definitely fabulous guests that we will have on, and I
and you'll be on.
That's right, and I will be here too. And this is hot off the presses, which I really want. You know, people are always looking for different things to do to get out there, you know, and to volunteer. So the Tilly Center, which has amazing, amazing shows, it really blows my mind sometimes when I see the schedule of all the amazing shows that they're putting on. They're looking for volunteer ushers. So you would greet guests, you will help guests to their assigned seats, check in with the VIP guests, you know, and what's nice is that you get to see the show for free.
And they have a lot of really good shows.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that's, you know, so you're getting to be kind of active and out there and helpful. But you're able to actually see the show, too. So if you are interested, you can contact Amanda Dupuy, and she's at amanda.dupuy@liu.edu, or call 311 or 869-6311, and I can get you in touch with them. But I think it's a great thing, you know, because people are always looking for different things to stay active, and I think this is nice.
I think that one is really, you know... If I had more time,
that's right.
That
well, you
would
know,
be
you keep it on the back
do.
Burner when some time frees up. But I really encourage people to spread the word about this because I think it's certainly a great opportunity for people. So check that out. Also, something exciting that is new. We have a new report on our PI disability taxi program. So a couple years ago, we broadened our Project Independence taxi program to actually provide disability transportation for people who are not 60 years old. And it's really great that people have been utilizing this too. So there's currently 44 individuals registered for it. They have used 170 food shopping trips and 425 medical trips, which is important. And some of the, I always find stats interesting. And it was 9 of them are in their 20s, 4 of them are in their 30s, 12 of them are in their 40s, and 19 of them are in their 50s.
Mm.
So it's kind of an interesting thing how it's a...
Now, this is, when you say disabled or disability, is this like in a regular car or...
Yeah, so it's still the taxis.
Right.
So it's the same, essentially the same system as our regular. But what they ask for people is that if you qualify for Able Ride, you're able to use this program.
Okay.
So it's the discounted medical and then the free food shopping too, which is great.
And so, you indicated registering. So once you register, then you're able to utilize this on a regular basis.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, you need to, you know, show that you are, you know,
that you
some
have
kind
a
of
need,
standard.
Right.
We can't just, you know, unfortunately, we wish we could provide it for everyone, but we can't. So it's just interesting, and I think it's just good to, you know, there is certain other transportation obviously available out there, but this is great that this came out of, there was a subcommittee, and so this came out of it, and it didn't cost us anything, you know, so we're always trying to figure out ways to kind of open things up without adding, you know, an additional cost.
Well, you mentioned subcommittee. That makes me think of the advisory committee.
Yes,
which we have six of in the town, and I encourage people to participate in the advisory committees. There's no commitment involved. You do not have to say a word if you don't want to. And you will learn a little more about what goes on within Project Independence, but also perhaps be able to contribute to your area in terms of the needs of your community, which I think is important. It make you be part of the community.
No, that's really, you know, and I always think, you know, Otto's been one of our original, our OG members of the advisory committees. You know, it was just a NORC. And I look back to that, and I, you know, Hazel Packman, who has also been part of the program from the beginning, I remember her, I was an intern and going to the NORC advisory, and I remember her saying that the advisory committee really made her feel really a part of the community, you know, because as you get to a certain age, you don't really have children living with you who are playing with her, so you're connecting, and, you know, people were moving on, and, you know, new people were moving in, and she just felt disconnected from her community. But this, you know, brought her back into that. And I remember that sticking with me so well. You know, that is really the point of it. It's like to feel a part of it and to know what's going on. And, you know, we're fortunate in North Hempstead that it is a really diverse community. So where there are similar issues, you know, amongst the aging population, each region really has its own kind of little things. And that's what's really great about having the individual advisories.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it does make you feel part of the community, which is difficult when you don't have children.
Yeah, it is. You know,
in
you
the
think
school
about,
system.
Right, of course, because it's change, and it's just something different. You know, and when the people are moving in, I mean, obviously you want young people to move in to keep it going, but, you know, you do feel a little separated from it. So, and it's a great place, and like Otto said, to really just hear what's going on and to voice your opinions. And what's wonderful about, we might not have all the answers, but we'll try and direct you to the place or the person that would have the answers. So it's definitely something I recommend everyone should do. And you don't have to go to all of them. You can go to one.
There's
to
no
move,
commitment.
Or, yeah.
You're not signing any contract.
We don't kick you out. You know.
No.
But it's also really, really nice, too, because there are speakers that come to them. You know, and Nancy gets really great speakers at the advisories, too. So if you're interested, please call 311 or 869-6311, because I think it's definitely something people should check out. Oh, we are like, we're really good. We're going faster. I also just want to remind people that we have, and we mentioned next week, but then the following week after that, we have on my personal favorite organization that we're partnered with, which is the TRI program, and they provide our help at home services, and they are, it's just such an amazing service. So they will be on, and we also have on two representatives from the LGBT network who will be on as well. There's been some changes and new developments over there, so they will be on, and I think it's something to tune into because it should be really, really interesting. And then the following week is, we've been promoting the North Hempstead Civil Rights documentary. Has been having a bunch of showings, but we're going to be fortunate enough on April 5th to have on Supervisor Judy Bosworth, Councilwoman Viviana Russell, Councilwoman Lee Seaman, Bernice Sims, who's one of the civil rights activists, and Allen Ginsberg, who runs the Town TV studio, who did the documentary. So they will be on talking all about it, which I think should be really very interesting. So check that out. We'll be promoting it. And if you ever want to listen to a past episode, please go to the Town North Hempstead website. They're all archived there. And just check it out.
And if you want to listen to that show on April 5th or next week, you can get an app
That's
on your
right.
phone.
I like that. I'll download the app. Absolutely.
Go to the Play Store or whatever
you
do.
Yeah, whatever it is. You type it right in.
And go WCWP app. And then you're able, by hitting one button, to listen to the show.
Oh, and we're done with the segment.
And we're now, the break is over. It's break time.